her strength and her dignity, clothe her with beauty. In the works of her hands, she excels. A heart of compassion, she turns to the needy. In service to others, she gives of herself. Rises each morning to see her household. She looks toward the future with joy. She teaches her children true lessons of kindness and shares with them wisdom the world cannot destroy.
Two passages of scripture I want to start with today. One is in Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. In the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 12, the setting here is the Israelites are receiving the law. And of that law, the basics of that law start with the Ten Commandments. And you'll notice here in verse 12, the Israelites were told, when they went into this land where they were going to be living, they're going to be God's people, they were told, one of the commandments was, honor your father and mother so that you may live long in the land that your Lord God is giving you. This was a principle, a teaching, a commandment that God gave to His people there when He made a covenant with them at Mount Sinai, and they were to continue to keep keeping this covenant as long as they remained the nation of Israel. Now, if you turn over to the book of Ephesians in your New Testament, there's three or four books there called Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians right there together. If you'll turn to the book of Ephesians, and if you'll go to chapter 6, verse 2. Now, Paul here is in the New Testament. He's writing on behalf of our Lord and Savior. He is writing to the Christians in Ephesus, and by virtue, all of us as Christians. But the Gentiles have come into the kingdom, and he says here in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 2, that they are to honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment, with a promise. So, Paul, writing on behalf of the Lord, tells us to honor our fathers and mothers. And today, we want to honor mothers. Today is called Mother's Day by most of the world, and rightfully so. It's a chance for all of us to take a special day to honor moms. Sometimes it's a hard day for some people, because especially the ladies who have not yet become a mom and who want to become a mom or can't become a mom, sometimes it's a very difficult day. And some of you have gone through some of those tough times, and my prayers and thoughts are with you. But either way, you had a mother, and that's what we've come to do, is honor our moms today. The basic premise that I want to get across today is God wants us to honor our moms. And you've already seen that in the two scriptures. But I want to take, like most preachers, I want to take it a little deeper. Okay? Just want to make sure you understand what it means to honor our moms. When you look at the definition of honor, when somebody walks up to me and says, you need to give them honor, well, what does that mean? You know, if you say give them a slap on the back, I know what that means. If you say give them a high five, if you say go out and buy them a gift, I mean, I kind of know what all that stuff means. But what does it mean to honor someone, and especially in this case, to honor your mom? I'm not a tremendous Greek scholar. Don't even claim to be, but at one time I was kind of decent with it. But the Greek word here that's used by Paul to write says we are to revere. We are to prize. We are to value something. In this case, moms. We are to revere them. Lift them up. We are, again, to pay them respect. We're to value them and to prize them. One man says honor is giving respect not only for merit, but also for rank. Yes, here's your mom, and you might normally give them respect because they've earned something. They've loved you. It's been a special situation. Your mom's been perfect. You grew up in a perfect home. You never had any difficulties. Everything was just right as it could be. So that's easy to give them honor, is it not? But some of us maybe struggled in homes. Mom wasn't always there for us. Mom may even have deserted the home. Mom may have allowed things to happen in the home. It was beyond her help at the time because maybe just a dysfunctional home and she was limited as to what she could do. But so it would be hard sometimes to give mom honor. Mom should not let this happen. Mom shouldn't let that happen. Mom should have hung in there. Mom should have done this or should have done that. Well, we're supposed to still, as like this says, honor is giving respect not only for merit but also for rank. For those of you that, the boss at work, do you owe that boss any degree of respect? Well, if you want to keep your job, usually you do, right? You usually want some sort of respect. You may honor that boss's title, that boss's job, but you may not necessarily honor or respect what that person does. Those of you that were in the military, you've all been through that. Well, what do we salute? We salute the rank. Hopefully, we're saluting the person, but we will definitely salute the rank. If that person outranks us, they get a salute. It's automatic, and that's the measure of respect that you render. Now, some of you did not like the last president. Some of you don't like the current president. Some haven't liked any of the presidents. But he's still what? The president. I don't like referring to them as Obama and Trump. I didn't like referring to them as Carter and Reagan and all the rest. I tried to render to them the same as I would in the military. Colonel so-and-so, Major so-and-so, Command Sergeant so-and-so. I try to give the rank and the respect that's due. So when we refer to our presidents, we should usually say president. And that way, it's a measure of respect. And also shows our kids. We may not always agree with somebody, but you can still be respectful. You can still render honor. So sometimes, some of us have had mothers that have made it hard for us to just overflow with respect. They get on your last nerve. They drive you crazy. They demand stuff. And when they get into their older age and their minds aren't quite working like you want them to, or they're stubborn as they've ever been in their lives, won't listen to you as you try to help them, sometimes it's hard to show them the respect they should give. But we're supposed to honor and respect them. We respect them even if we disagree with them, even if they deserve it. The Bible says what? God says, in two places we've looked at, honor your mom. Honor your mom. In both places, he says, now you're allowed to have an exception clause, right? You're allowed to honor your mom except unless this happened in your life. Honor your mom except unless this occurred. Honor your mom except unless she was this or that. Did God provide any exception clauses there? The answer is what? No. All right, so you know the answer. So we got to show respect. Now, it's not always easy to do. I had a conversation with my brother. My brother and I talk once a year. It's usually by email, okay? But if we cross paths, we cross paths. But yesterday, I was able to have a long talk with him. And we talked about some of the stuff in the childhood. And the reason why I was talking to him was I was visiting my father. My dad's 85, got Parkinson's, very invalid, falls easily, all kinds of things. And I admire my brother is there every Saturday to cut his grass and every Sunday morning have a meal with him, breakfast with him. So I admire that. But there was an incident that occurred a few years back, and Bob and my dad parted ways for 10 years. Never talked to each other. Matter of fact, Bob often said, and my brother's much more crude than I am, my brother often said, if he was on fire, I wouldn't walk across the street to do, and you all can finish the thought. You've heard it over the years. So that's how he felt. Well, the topic came up yesterday. I said, Bob, I admire what you're doing for Dad, especially after what you all went through. He said, Dad has never admitted he was wrong. And he said, I'm hoping the day will come when he does that. It still bothers me. He said, but he's my father. I owe him what I'm doing. Well, that's the same way we do with moms. We owe our moms. They brought us into this world, and they may have helped and shaped and molded us. They may have even caused us some irritation at times. But either way, we are to honor our moms. It's commanded by God. As you saw in Exodus 20, verse 12 in the Old Testament, in Ephesians 6, verse 2 in the New Testament. You all do know that not everything in the Old Testament that was required of the Israelites is required of the modern church. You all do know that, right? How many animals you been sacrificing? I may do a chicken every Sunday. It's not sacrificed to any God. But you understand, not everything in the old has been brought forward. We don't wear certain clothes. We don't do certain dietary things. We don't have certain health rituals. There's a lot of things that were given to the nation of Israel when they went into the promised land that was expected of them. Jesus fulfilled the covenant, fulfilled all the requirements of the covenant, and established a new covenant, which we're part of. And he told his apostles, whatever you teach, that's what it's going to be. So they went forth and taught, and they wrote. So we understand that in the Old Testament, he required this. But this is one of the things he also requires in the New Testament, in the New Covenant. We are to honor our moms. And if you're not honoring your mom, if you're not showing respect to your mom, you are disobeying God. God is not pleased when we do that. Look at 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 2 with me, please. The book of 2 Timothy is just over a little bit from the Ephesians passage. 2 Timothy 3, 2. To show you how important respect and obedience that goes with God, in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 2, Paul wrote here, people will be lovers of themselves, and I guess maybe to give you an introduction, verse 1 says there will be terrible times in the last days. Verse 2, people will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to who? To their parents. He emphasizes the same thing in Romans chapter 1, verse 30, and Colossians chapter 3, verse 20. People are going to be disobedient to their parents. Now, we all know we're supposed to obey our parents. God tells us to do that, and that's a sign of respect. If you don't obey your parents, you're disrespectful to God. And why are you disrespectful to God? Because God asked you to do something, told you to do something, expected you to do something, and you're refusing to do it. Therefore, you are disrespecting God. Disobedience to your parents. All right, so everybody has to ask the question. All right, I'll be 65 soon. Am I still supposed to obey my 85-year-old father? I'm not going to obey him if he tells me to do certain things. Tells me I got to do this or that. I'm not going to obey him because why? I'm in my own household now. But I'm going to be respectful of how I respond to that. Once you're out of the home, you establish your own home. But while you're in the home, you're supposed to obey your parents. Now, when you step outside the home, you are still supposed to show respect. Now, if my dad yesterday, when I saw him, if he said, can you go out and get this from the garage for me? That's a request that I'm going to honor. Why? He needs it. He's hurting. He can't get around. He's got Parkinson's. He falls all the time. I'm going to go out and do that. And my brother recognized his grass needs cutting. He goes out and cuts it. So we need to pay respect and we need to obey because this is pleasing to God. So the obedience part mainly applies when you're still in the home. That means if you're 18 years old living in the home, mom and dad are providing most everything you got, and they expect you in by 10 o'clock at night, what should you do? Yeah, unless you just want to be your own nut case, unless you want to be stupid, you know. You should obey your parents. They're working hard to provide for you. So obey them, because this is pleasing to God. Now, I want you to look at Luke chapter 2, verse 51 with me, please. The book of Luke 2, 51. Should we obey our parents in the home? And the answer, of course, is yes, based on those other passages. But I want to show you by example. Who was Jesus, by the way? God's son? If I tell you his name was also Emmanuel, do you know what that name means? God with us. If I had you read John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Verse 14 of that same chapter says the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus was God. So, God's living in his home with Joseph and Mary. They tell him to do something. What should he do? He's God. What should he do? Well, look at Luke 2:51. Then he, that is Jesus, went down to Nazareth. This was right after that 12-year-old incident where he was in the temple preaching. Then he went down to Nazareth with them and was what? Obedient to them. The Son of God, God in the flesh, was obedient to his earthly parents while he was in their home. So what's that example to our kids? What's that example to our grandkids, our great-grandkids? They should be obedient to their parents. Now, as a form of respect, you should show respect to God and to your mom by being obedient when you're in the home with them. Now, Solomon, in the book of Proverbs, chapter 1, verse 8, Proverbs 1, verse 8 says, he tells about fathers first. I guess you need to know, who's Solomon? At this point, who is Solomon? He's the king of Israel. When God says to him one time, you can have anything in the world you want. You can have anything you want. What is it? I'll give it to you. What did he request? Wisdom. And God gave him abundant wisdom. So, this man wrote Proverbs. Look at what he wrote. This wise, great wisdom guy. Look what he wrote in Proverbs 1:8. Listen, my son, to your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching. It's going to sound somewhat crude to some of you, but I still make sure I got clean underwear when I go out. How many of you were told to make sure you had clean drawers on so that if you had an accident and you had to go to the hospital, mom was not going to be embarrassed? All right. Okay. There's a bunch of us that way. I still look before I cross the road because I don't want to get hit by a car and my mom beat me. Mom said, you run out there on the road and get hit by a car, I'm going to come out there and beat you. So I still look. I still heed my mother's teaching. All right? There's a lot of things that come back into my brain throughout the day that mom taught us. So we are supposed to be mindful of our mom's teachings and to apply these things. Not all moms are perfect. Not all moms are wonderful, but we're still supposed to obey them and honor them and respect them. So you got this. You got what Proverbs says here. Look at Proverbs 30, verse 17. Proverbs 30, verse 17. Solomon writing here again with great wisdom. He says, the eye that mocks a father, that scorns obedience to a mother, will be pecked out by ravens of the valley and be eaten by the vultures. That don't sound like necessarily a good thing to happen to you, does it? I'm assuming at this point she's killed you. You know? I brought you into this world. I can take you out of this world. Some of you heard that statement. Some of you probably made that statement. Okay. But notice, if you are disobedient to your mom, if you're mocking your father, then you're going to have to worry about what God's going to do to you. And this may be death, in which the vultures in the valley, in other words, your body's just been thrown out there. So this is what the wise man Solomon says. Now, just to show you, obedience is important. It's always important to a great degree. But look at Acts chapter 5, the first part. Acts 5, verse 2. The disciples were having a problem. They were being told what to do by the Pharisees and the religious leaders and the zealots. They were being told what to do. Don't you preach anymore in the name of Jesus. Don't you mention Jesus' name. Don't you do any of that. And Peter comes back and says, it's better to obey God than who? Than men. It's better we are going to obey God. So, if your parents ever give you an order or a command or something that's contrary to God's will, then you obviously should be obeying God. Same way if anybody in this country tells me I can't worship God, then I'll find me a new country. If somebody tells me I can't serve God, I'm going to find me another place to go. I'm not going to obey what people say when it's contrary to God's will. All right, so what I've covered so far is we know that what honoring is, we know what is commanded by God, and we know that God is not pleased when we disrespect Him, and we just saw a little bit more about Solomon's wisdom. I want you to turn finally to Mark chapter 7, the book of Mark, chapter 7. This is a passage we studied not too long ago on Wednesday night, Sunday night. Mark 7, the first few verses. In Mark 7, it says, "The Pharisees and some of the teachers of the law who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus and saw some of His disciples eating food with hands that were unclean, and that is, unwashed. So the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they give their hands a ceremonial washing, holding to the tradition of the elders. When they come from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they wash. And they observe many other traditions, such as the washing of cups, pitchers, and kettles. So the Pharisees and teachers of law asked Jesus, 'Why don't your disciples live according to the traditions of the elders instead of eating their food with unclean hands?' He replied, 'Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you hypocrites. As it is written, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain, and their teachings are but rules taught by men. You have let go of the commands of God and are holding on to the traditions of men.'" I'm going to stop there for just a second to tell you this part. They didn't like what Jesus was doing and His disciples were doing because it contradicted some of the things that they had decided that people should do. So they're upset about that. But Jesus is going to turn the tables on them and let them know there's a commandment from God that they're setting aside for their own traditions. And that's where we pick up in verse 9. "And He said to them, 'You have a fine way of setting aside the commands of God in order to observe your own traditions. For Moses said, honor your father and your mother. And anyone who curses his father or mother must be put to death. But you say that if a man says to his father or mother, whatever help you might otherwise have received from me is called Corban now, that is a gift devoted to God, then you no longer let him do anything for his father or mother. Thus you nullify the word of God by your tradition and you've handed down that you've been handed down. And you do many things like that." Now, you might not have caught that all right off the bat. But what was happening was this. These guys were walking around, and what they said was, all the income I got belongs to God. It's called Corban. It all belongs to God. And I will dispense it only for things of God. So when mom and dad are over here in a hurt, I can't give them any of this money because it belongs to God. So you all just take care of yourselves. And they're saying it's okay because they're not violating the tradition. But what does Jesus say they're violating? The commandment of God. Whose job is it to take care of aging parents? Yeah. It's nice that we live in a great society that allows Social Security, Medicare. It allows a lot of other benefits. But we should never turn our responsibility of seeing to aging parents over to the government. It's also not the church's job to take care of somebody else's parents. The church will step in and do what it can, but it's not their job. We are supposed to take care of family, especially our parents. And when they get up there in age and can't do certain things, we need to be there for them, helping them. So Jesus points out here, don't turn the responsibility of honoring your mom and dad over to somebody else. You make sure you honor your mom and dad. Now, I'm going to close this and wrap this up, but we're just asking making you think about a few things. How can I show respect? How can I show honor to my mom, deceased or otherwise? How can I do that? What can I do? I know one child, he goes to his mother's grave as often as he can and just makes sure the grave's taken care of. That's his way of showing some sort of respect and honor to his mom. Another set of children I know, every special day that occurs, they remember their mom's birthday, they remember the anniversary when her and their father got married, they remember any special days throughout the year, and on Mother's Day, they go to church with their mom. When people are looking at that, what does that show? Shows respect. They also take a look at what mom needs, and they reach out and minister to her. If she's not eating properly, if she's not bathing properly, if she's not dressing properly, they go out and see what they can do, and they meet needs. They also speak well of their mom. Remember the old adage, if you've got nothing good to say, don't say anything else? There's some people that they can't say a whole lot about their moms, but they are smart enough to know that God's asked them to show respect. So even though they may not be able to say a lot of good things, they will not run her down. They will not talk bad about her. They will not tear her down. So we could do that. Speak well. And another way that we can show respect to mom is just living the right way. Stop giving her trouble. Stop carousing and running wild and doing stupid things and acting stupid and saying stupid things. And I run the word stupid out there. I'm sorry. But stop being a pain. Stop being somebody like that. Live in such a way that when your mom lays her head down at night, she can look up and not only thank God for you, but she can thank God for the life that you've chosen to live. These are some of the ways. Now, have you thought of others? Some of the ways that you can honor your mom. Some of the ways that you can show respect. How can I, God, do that? I want to do that. I want to my mom, whether living or dead, I want her or her people who know her to have the idea that I truly do honor her. My mom passed in 2009. Those of you with Facebook page, what did I put on my page today? I put a picture of my mom. You could look at that picture and see where my good looks came from. And you know, if you knew her well, you know where my humility came from. I appreciate those. I didn't announce it last Sunday like I was supposed to, but I appreciate those who brought out some pictures of their mom. My mom's picture's there. Carol's mom's picture's there. Others have brought theirs as well. They want to share with you. Next year, for those of you that cannot remember this, next year bring your pictures of your mom. Don't say I didn't announce it. Okay? But I announced it last Sunday night and I put it out on Facebook last night. But this is a nice thing to do. Just, this is my mom. This is who I'm proud of. This is, you know, my mom, and late in her 15th year, she found out she was carrying a child. She was unmarried. She did the right thing back then and married Dad a few months later. And 7 months or so after the marriage, along came I. And what you see is what you get, I guess. But she never completed high school because you were pregnant back then. You cannot attend high school. So she could not be in school. And she never finished high school. She couldn't work because of a heart condition later in life, very soon later in life, but heart condition. So she became a stay-at-home mom that took care of all of us, all three of us, every step of the way. Not one time did I ever hear her say, "I regret having children." Not one time did I ever hear her say, "I regret that I was not able to get my high school diploma because I was pregnant." Not one time did I ever hear her say that I just regret the life I've lived and wish I could have lived differently. Instead, I felt loved every step of the way. Let's honor our moms. My mom wasn't perfect, though she did insist on the perfect switch. She wasn't perfect, but she was mom. And my God wants me to honor her, and I pray I do that. Let's honor our moms. Jesus is calling you. You need to respond to Him. You need to believe Jesus is the Christ. You need to believe that with all your heart, soul, and mind. Every ounce of your being needs to believe that He is the Christ. Because if you believe that, nothing can hold you back from serving. But you need to believe that. Repent of your sins. Confess Him as Lord of your life. We believe the New Testament teaches immersion. Because on the day of Pentecost, when the people asked what they should do, Peter said, "Repent and be baptized." So if you want today, come. We will baptize you into Christ. What happens at baptism? You'll be clothed with Christ. Your sins will be washed away. Your name will be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You'll be part of the church of God for all time. For those of you that are already immersed believers, but sin comes some way back into your life, you've turned your life over to Satan again for some reason, you're following the ways of the world, whatever terms you want to use, I know you're not happy in that state. You can't be. It's got to be an inner turmoil. Repent of whatever sin it is you're committing and ask God for forgiveness. As an immersed believer, you have access to the throne of grace and mercy. He'll grant it. If you need our prayer support, come. We'll pray with you about the matter. Some of you are immersed believers, but you haven't placed your fellowship with us house yet, consider doing that. Come, place your fellowship. And for the rest of us, we need to kick ourselves in gear. There's places we need to serve. There's things that need to be done. We need to push hard in our prayer life. We need to push hard in our Bible study life. We need to get ourselves on fire in our personal walk with Him and in our church walk with Him.